Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Fine weather on the way down there, and Peter Ellis, our Friday regular during the spring, is with us. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Good for 20 degrees and the rail at 9 metres tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see those early races.
Yeah, that's the trick, 9 metres. It just, you know, creates a larger arc, so sometimes it can favour on paces. But we'll just, you know, the track will be in great shape, so we'll just treat it as race by race and see how it plays out.
All right, well, some thoughts here on a few of these features. The Jim Maloney is for the three-year-old fillies, a large lineup here in race six tomorrow. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I like the Sydney filly. Some of these are heading to the 1,000 guineas, obviously. Regine, one of Chris Lee's, of course. He produced one at Plymouth last week that won easily. This filly just sat third at Randwick last start and dashed right away and won easily. She gets the gun run again. Thought a third at play. If you saw the Atlantic Jewel, it finished fourth, but probably should have won, just ran into a traffic jam there in the straight. Wide gate's a little negative. And the two weir runners, Ajana, just got too far back at the belly in that Atlantic Jewel, won a previous three. And Crane, she's very honest. So I've gone 9, 7, 8, and 3 in a tough competitive sort of race.
Yeah, the barrier, I backed a Certi play the other day. The barrier just makes me nervous.
Yeah, just not sure where he's going to be from the gate, whereas the Sydney filly just get the gun run, they'll either lead or sit the first three. So.
Yep. Understand. So 9, 7, 8, and 3 there. The Foundation Cup, Tabcorp certainly getting right behind the Melbourne Racing Club in the running of the Foundation Cup tomorrow. The Naturalism, I guess, is its former name, and the winner gets a spot in the Caulfield Cup if they want.
Yeah, which is a big plus. There's certainly plenty of trainers chasing that. What about Venice Beach, the import? Of course, he was placed in the Group 1 Grand Prix de Paris at Longchamp last July, and then second a Cracksman. Well, Cracksman would be $1.20 in a race like this in the Great Baltiger. First up at the belly was very good. He carried 60, he pushed wide and battled on well behind Trap to Fool. So just the benefit of that running, I've got him on top. Night's Watch, he's the new kid on the block. He's improving all the time. Loves Caulfield. He won a 2,000-metre race there before a break and over 14.2 stars ago. Battled on well in the weight for age race. Back to a handicap. Suits him. I thought Folkswood, they're certainly the class runner. Hasn't raced in 6 months, big weight, wide gate, but I suppose we should remember he kicked off his last prep here in the Cranbourne Cup and won that easily and then runs third in the Cox Plate. I thought Odeon, back to a handicap after that solid effort in the weight for age. He's had the 3 runs from a break, gets a good run from the barrier, and he looks like he's back on track. So from 5, 10, 1 and 16.
Righto, the Group 1 tomorrow, the Sir Rupert Clark Widgie Turf's come out, save for another day, so the first emergency, Holy Snow, gets a run. How's the pace look for the 1,400-metre race, Pete?
Yeah, pretty solid, Andrew. Well, Showtime will hold the spot from the inside. You've got Halibut Street goes forward fresh. Dollar for Dollar will certainly go forward. Miss Gunpowder takes a spot. So they go quick enough, particularly 1,400 round Caulfield. So, and obviously Home of the Brave, it'll take a spot there somewhere. It's a tough race to carry big weights and win. I think Testarossa was the last one to carry more than 57 a fair while ago. And with Home of the Brave, he's got a touch of class. Of course, he runs second in 2 Lennox over the 1,400 of the Glorious Goodwood meeting. Thought his first run on the straight was very good behind Voodoo Lad. Just found that horse too fit. Went to the Theo Marks and was never in doubt there. So he gets a nice run. I've got him on top. He's a class runner. I thought the stablemate, the Danger, Osmond Bulls, very progressive. Of course, he should have beaten Tribal Wisdom at Randwick back in April and then went to Scone and won that race well. And I thought he was pretty good first up. Just sustained a long run there to win. Land of Plenty went round in this race last year. Run 8, beaten 3 lengths, had no luck. Going better, he's won, 4 of his last 6. And Oregon's Day, she's an underrated mare. She was beating the nose in the Coolmore. That was the mare's Coolmore at Rose Hill back in March. Huge second up, and the Memsie, 60-1 pop, hit the line hard. And if I could afford it, if you can afford it, I'll be throwing in Mr. Sneaky, of course, second to the stablemate last year. First up at the Valley, he was very good, hit the line hard, and he was just ridden too close there at behind Land of Plenty in his last run. So in a tough race, as it always is, 2, 4, 8, and 3. 13, sorry.
Yeah, 2, 4, 8, and 13, and maybe the 12 as well, Mr. Sneaky. And what about the last here?
I think the Visitors, I'm excited. She's got a terrific record in group races and listed races in Sydney. I think the rain was against her in the Cochrane, but she battled on well and went second to Ali Kazoom. Epidemic, got a terrific record in Sydney. Of course, the last win was on the Sunshine Coast. Awkward gate, that's the concern I've got there, although sometimes at the end of the day, Caulfield, they can get home down the middle. Alec Azoom, former Western Australian there with the Hayes Davening camp, was good first up, although I think she might have found the fast lane there. And, of course, the other Sydney side of Global Glamour, she's a quality mare, and she did kick off last spring with a win in the Tristark, but that was 1,400. So I'm with 7, 8, 2 and 1.
7, 8, 2 and 1. All right, there, the feature races 6, 7, 8 and 9 tomorrow. Have you got a best bet, Pete?
Yeah, I was very keen on Chill. I'm just hoping Ethan Brown can sort of get a spot for her from the gate, but she's certainly a quality mare. She was used up first up behind Marius on that leader's track and was a good second. Then last start against the boys, run into a traffic jam behind Land of Plenty. So she's my best for the day, Andrew. Race 4, number 1, Tulip.
Good on you, Pete. We'll hear from you tomorrow morning at 11, looking at Adelaide.
Thanks, Andrew.